Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how to feel today about the Bruins, Fourier. I really don't. Meaning,
why?
There is a part of me that is upset they didn't win the division.
Okay.
Because it was there, it was in front of them, and I realize it came down to one game last night, and the Bruins lose to Ottawa, and of course Florida ends up beating Toronto, so they win the division. So there is that part of me that feels like I should be pissed, I should be upset, I should be have maybe a little bit of angst that the Bruins, in the context of having a good year and, what were they, third in points in the East or something of that nature once all the games are played and whatnot. Yeah, they had a good year, yet they didn't win the division. However, they played Toronto, not Tampa, so I'm kind of okay with that. And I know we're going to parse through this at 1 o'clock with our boy Scott McLaughlin at WEEI.com. But that's sort of where I'm starting today, Fourier. It's not like I've lost confidence in this team. I'm happy with the first-round matchup, but it did feel a little hollow that they didn't finish the mission in winning the division.
Well, I think it's obvious to me that the last two games show that they don't care. They don't care. They don't care if they needed to. They don't care about the division. They don't care if they finish strong, right? They don't care. And obviously, last year was an indicator that, okay, everything worked out great. You finished strong. You broke all these records. You won all these individual awards nationally and on the team. But like, doesn't matter. So why does it matter? The most important thing is coming out of the regular season healthy. And they're about as healthy as Carlo didn't play, right? But it was more like a, you know, maintenance type of thing for him. So they're going to go into the playoffs, the first playoff game against a team that they should mentally have an edge over because they didn't lose once.
Yeah.
You'll play them on Saturday, take care of your business, move on. I don't know. Are people like freaking out and upset and nervous about the way they ended, by how the last two games ended?
I don't think it's freaking out, nervous, oh my God, it's going to be a redo of last year. Because if you look at the record and then you look at some of the stats, Nesson had a pretty good breakdown last night of how the record wasn't what it was last year. But a lot of the metrics in terms of, you know, goals per game, goals allowed per game, things like that, there's a lot of stuff that was really similar to last year's team, which, of course, won the President's Trophy and we know got bounced in the first round. I don't think people are freaking out, Christian, but I think it would have been nice to have a little bit of an extra sort of vote of confidence as a fan, let's say, if they would have gone out last night and not got down 2-0 and not had to battle their way back and not gotten themselves into 2-1 in the third period, where I thought in the third period the Bruins generated a lot of chances offensively and played well, but then you turn around and you give up the empty netter because you're down 2-1 and then that's it, and we know the thing is over. I'm not nervous so much about them as it is a win last night probably would have made me just feel a hell of a lot better going into the postseason.
So I was trying to make a point, but I don't think it's going to work because I was looking at the last two Stanley Cup champions and how they ended their season, right? So How did the so you had Vegas last year, you had Colorado the year before that, then you had Tampa. All right, so let's start with so Vegas. They won their last two games. Mm-hmm. They win the Stanley Cup. A lot of people will look at that. Ah, yeah, you know, that's a team, you know, that they know what they're doing.
Tampa,
Colorado
always peaks at the postseason, it feels like.
Well, okay, for the record, so Vegas wins their last two games. They start the playoffs, you know, strong, right? Colorado, they win their last two games. They end up going on to win. Then you go to Tampa. Tampa's, I'm not going as far back as the last three champions. So Tampa won their last game, but lost their second to last game. So I don't know, maybe it's a worthless exercise to kind of, is there any correlation between finishing strong and winning the Stanley Cup? Like, we do it in football a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you listen to what the Bruins are saying and you listen to just, you know, their mentality, the only guy, like, really, I think, who is really like, kind of angry and agitated is Montgomery. I believe that he probably, the message that he gave them was, let's finish strong, let's start fast, and they didn't. They started slow, they finished strong, but they still lost. And I don't think he's happy about it.
I don't think so either. And just as a snapshot of where some people are at, Christian, in terms of 37937 into those texting in, the 401, this is the year Toronto actually wins around. The Bees are a mess. The 702 texts in, seems like they made a strategic move. Would they rather play Tampa, who killed us this year, or Toronto, who we dominated? No-brainer. Another texter, now Florida plays Tampa instead of us, works for me. So if you have confidence in this team, it's probably not shaken to the core. I'm not shaken to the core. I just, you know, winning the division would have been nice, but then again, you do avoid Tampa. And I think why I'm sort of betwixt and between a little bit is because it feels like a loser's mentality.
What does?
Meaning that you could have won the division. You could have achieved a goal. You could have, I'm not going to say hang another banner but you would have, you know, popped up on the banner of the division champions. Oh, we can throw 2024 on there, right? Because I don't want to feel good in saying, well, they chose their opponent. Because that feels like, oh, well, why are you avoiding this other team? If you're the best team in the East, you should be able to beat everybody. So why does it really matter? Yet I co-sign on I feel much better about them playing Toronto than Tampa. But it also, at the same time, feels like I'm tapping into what is traditionally thought of as a loser's mentality.
Yeah, I don't even look at it that way. I mean, if this was a bigger sample size of them playing like crap, it's two games, it's back-to-back games at the end of the year where, hey, listen, let's go win that division. They don't. And if last year taught you anything, it doesn't matter. Listen, I have changed my point of view and my mentality when it comes to hockey and the playoffs, because everyone tells me there's nothing like playoff hockey.
True.
And they also talk about how anything can happen. And when people say that in basketball or in football, I go, nah, not really. And especially in college football, where the deck is always stacked against the smaller team from the weaker conference.
Liberty, just, and they work against them.
No, it's just not. Everything has to go right. But in hockey, it does. You would look at that team, and I'm going to keep referencing last year's team, because if you were on that team, you probably thought, okay, we're so much better. The regular season, we were so much better. We were consistent. We didn't lose a lot of games back-to-back, just like the Celtics this year. The Celtics never lost more than two games during the entire season, which shows me, hey, if they come up against something, they fix it, they overcome it, and then they get back on track. That's a mature team.
Mm-hmm.
So what? How much worth was that for that Bruins team last year? Zero. Nothing. Didn't matter. All those accomplishments didn't mean squat.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, in a weird way, you're sort of describing why the playoffs are awesome in hockey, because you do get upsets. You get the seven-game upset. Whereas I think for a lot of people, and we're going to go through this, by the way, for a lot of people, the first round of the NBA playoffs are kind of boring. It's like, okay, there are one or two series that you really keep an eye on, but, you know, what are the years in which the NBA playoffs got interesting? It's when there was the big upset. You can go back to, what, Denver. Remember when Dikembe Mutombo was in Denver and they pulled, yep, like a first-round upset? And it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened. But in hockey, it happens all the time. Well, last year it was hacky. This year they're going to play hockey in the postseason. I think the other thing, too, is last year there was almost an expectation of, all right, here's where the stars are just going to rise up and take over. This is where having all those vested veterans around, like Bergeron and Krejci and people like that, that's where they were supposed to take over last year. And we know Berge got compromised, and that kind of threw a monkey wrench into things. But still, there was the expectation that the veterans and the guys who know how to handle this moment, those are the ones that are going to play up, and ultimately they didn't. This year, it feels like this Bruins group is a little more balanced in that they all realize they got to count on each other. There isn't that whole group of guys that we romanticize about. And going back to 2011 and 2013, there isn't that expectation going in. The expectation is how we got here is how we have to keep playing. And while they might have thought that last year, I still think there wasn't, even from the fans as well, of, okay, these are where these olds are really going to pay dividends, and it didn't work. I don't have that feeling this year, but I feel like they're better equipped to win around this year because of the opponent, which makes me feel like I'm rooting for a loser's mentality. I'm a fruity whip headache right now.
I'm between this team. If you're on that team, the expectations were high. They couldn't handle it. And then the natural conclusion after that season would be that you would win a Stanley Cup. Like, that's just, hey, listen, like, that makes sense. You're far and away the best team in that year. Far and away the best team.
Mm-hmm.
It showed me last night, the last two nights, that they don't care about the division. They don't care about seeding.
It's more about the opponent than it is winning the division or anything.
Can you imagine
like
those guys? Those guys, like the leaders on that team, going, "Dude, listen, we did this last year. We all know it doesn't matter."
No, I know, but there is something that I have a mind block on when it comes to that kind of thought process.
Because you're a former athlete, and it's counterintuitive for you to think otherwise.
That go for the division.
Yeah,
that's why. It's one of the things that you kind of write down at the beginning of the year, right?
And that's
win the division, win the conference, and then win a championship.
And that's why when people talk about, oh, this team should tank, that team should tank, players can't play like crap because you want them to. It's not in their DNA. They didn't get to the pro level by, you know, screwing up on purpose. They can't do it. So you got to put a lineup out there that you know is going to suck. You got to put kids out there that have no business being out there. That's what. So listen, you tell these guys, hey, listen, we really want the division. The players are like, eh. I think that's why Montgomery was so freaking irritated. I think they played like crap on Monday. Quick turnaround on Tuesday. Hey, guys, give me all you got. You're not going to play till Saturday. I'm going to rest your legs. I'm going to give you a break. Will you give me three periods. Can we just close this out the right way? Everybody, put your hands in.
Oh, God.
We're going to get a whoa, Bruins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Special guest, Teddy Bruschi.
Or did they just go, oh, it's game 82, boys, and if we lose, we play Toronto. Go get them.
Do you think that them, the Bruins playing crappy the last two games, will have any impact whatsoever on their ability to beat Toronto?
I don't think so, because I just think for Toronto, Boston is a bad matchup. However, in saying that, I don't know if I feel great about the second round matchup against likely Florida or Tampa, really. Like, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of like, okay, you know, who would you rather play in a second round? Then again, just get through the first round, because weird things happen in hockey. The 508. So did you have a problem, Gresh, when Bill lost to the Dolphins to get a different matchup for the playoffs? It's really unbelievable how there are certain people, again, who need ointment when it comes to Belichick. They just get so inflamed, for God's sakes. And there is a Belichick story that we're going to get to coming up at 10:30. Did the last three cup winners win their division? No. So again, in saying something like that from the 413, all right, so I guess it's a guarantee then that a division winner is not winning the cup because somebody wants to roll it out there. It's like, oh, the 11th pick in the NFL draft has never drafted a starting quarterback worth a damn. Well, I guess you don't take one at 11. Again, it's irrelevant. It's to the team point. So I guess to the 413, if the Bruins have won the division last night, I guess he give up being a fan and not root for him in the playoffs if that's the road we're going down. This is more about the way the Bruins are playing and the way they finish the year and the whole, are they thinking about the matchups because of last year? And that is something that makes me nervous. Period. End of story.
Well, that's fair. Because the other thing is you wonder how much, and I do feel like there's some post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sorry, 508 guy, I yelled at you on a show.
Okay, dealing from last year. I do feel like there's some residual effect. Like, that's why this first period, this first matchup is so important. Get out of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out of the first round because they desperately need to shake off what happened last year.
Well, and that's really the biggest thing that will, I think, bring confidence in Bruins fans. Because, look, every time we talk about the Bruins, it's very polarizing. We have some who are like, oh, my God, I can't trust this team. I don't care who they play in the first round and then all the numbers and the stats and everything like that. And then there are some who are like, yep, they pick this opponent. They know they're going to hammer them. And then they can go fight Florida for seven games in the way that Florida plays and tries to grind you down.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.